When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates. Looking
for evolution. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a magical Monday edition. Welcome back from the 420 break. Taking your phone calls right now. 844-967-2789. Looking forward to our fine guest, congressional candidate Deb McGrath. She's in the lobby. She'll join me next. But right now, we're going with Eric from Wanakee. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rudy. This overturning Roe isn't just for the evangelicals. It's proving that they will do anything for their corporate masters under the guise of originalism.
And who do you think really the corporate... And I've seen some corporations willing to give donations to those that would support this effort. But what corporation want Roe v. Wade overturned?
Well, hear me out. What they're really after is the Commerce Clause to extend to the administrative agencies. So the whole New Deal was based on the Commerce Clause in the Constitution, which says that the Congress has the right to, or has the power to, regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states. And what that was interpreted to do during the New Deal was to extend to these administrative agencies. So the FDA, the SEC, the FTC, the FDIC, and, you know, most recently the EPA. So if they can undermine the ability of the Congress to extend their power to administrative agencies, you can kiss clean air, water, safe food and drugs, safe investing, all of that goodbye. So they'll gut Robinson Patman. I mean, these guys don't want to roll back to, you know, 1950. They want to roll back to 1870. And this is a huge signal to the folks in the big money world that that's exactly what they're willing to do.
Eric, my only regret is you know history better than I. I appreciate you listening and educating me, edifying me, as Don would say. You know, teach me stuff here on the radio at 844-967-2789. That is a theory I could believe in because it's well supported with rationale and logic. You know, it's a little different than some do it. Matt from Johnson's Creek. Welcome, Matt. What do you got?
Hey, Trudy. I got a bit of a thought experiment. So we typically, when we talk about all these states that want to create no exceptions and basically life begins at conception, well, then I really want to have somebody talk about what that does to the idea of age, because age is always based off of birth, right? So I would love to see somebody make an argument in these states where life begins at conception that the voting age is not necessarily 18. It's whatever your state decides. And if my life began 9 months earlier and my rights extended back that far, I should retroactively be able to vote when I'm, say, 17 years and 3 months, something along those lines. Because it really does throw into a tizzy the whole idea of birth and age and rights and when all that stuff begins.
Yeah, but contrary to Scott Walker's opinion over at the Young Nazis Association, the young people actually are very supportive of Democrats. So that would seem to work contrary to their suppression of Democratic voters.
Well, maybe the Matt Gaetz of the world is just looking to open their target field a little bit wider. I don't know.
You had a go there on me, didn't you, Matt?
I did, yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, we are the platform for the stuff you shouldn't say at the dinner table. 844-967-2789. Who leaked it? So, quick final thoughts. This coming from thehill.com. NPR reporter says leading theory on SCOTUS leak, and the leak I reference, of course, the, you know, the draft ruling of Roe v. Wade or the overturning thereof. But the NPR reporter's theory is the SCOTUS leak is a conservative clerk. Let me read just a little from this reporting. A clerk for a conservative justice is the leading theory amid intense speculation about who released a draft opinion authored by Justice Samuel Alito, showing the court is set to overturn Roe v. Wade, according to legal affairs correspondent Nita Totenberg of NPR. Totenberg said on ABC's This Week, that the prevailing theory is that a conservative clerk released the decision in an attempt to lock in the five justices who voted to support overturning Roe v. Wade, as Chief Justice John Roberts reportedly attempts to pull his colleagues towards a more moderate position. That has never, ever occurred before, Totenberg said of the leak. That could only, in all likelihood, have come from a justice that I think is less likely, or perhaps one of the clerks. The only one that makes sense is that it came from somebody who was afraid that the majority might not hold. Now, Politico's leaked Alito's draft opinion on Monday spurred protests across the nations, as liberals raised fear of abortion rights being overturned for the first time since 73. Now, Roberts condemned the leak and ordered an investigation into who was behind the move, which he called a singular and egregious breach of trust. Republicans have decried the leak as an injustice and suggested it is a political attack from an outraged liberal. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called it a historic breach and an attack on the independence of the Supreme Court. So, you know, they'd like to point the finger at the right, or the left, as the case may be. The right's pointing left in this case. At least one more quote. Ted Cruz, everybody's favorite senator. Senator Ted Cruz on Sunday theorized on Fox News that the leak was almost certainly one of the 12 law clerks that are clerking for the three liberal justices, according to Cruz. And if he's confident, you know it's got to be true. I'm confident we don't have a master criminal working at the court. I think there are going to be electronic records. Electronic records, I tell you.
I had heard it was Ginny Thomas.
And they're still looking for Hillary's emails. No, Ginny Thomas, that conspiracy theory, that one. I could buy into that one. Come back. Damn it, man. It's still Monday. Give me a break. Democrat, the fine congressional candidate, Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, in studio with me, if the mouth's still working.
I was a teenage anarchist. Hey, you want to get high, man?
I support both the action and the objective.